Would you turn with me to the Epistle to Romans, the 11th chapter? Just one verse. And eventually we're going to go to Ezekiel, the 37th chapter, but we're going to start in Romans, the 11th chapter. In this 11th chapter, Paul, writing this letter to this church, talking about a remnant of Israel that is saved, and beginning, or just reading the 8th verse, according as it is written, God hath given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear unto this day. You don't have to turn to this, but if we go to Isaiah, he writes, "For the Lord hath poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep, and hath closed your eyes. The prophets and your leaders, the seers, hath he covered, and the vision of all become unto you as the word of God that is sealed." And one of the more heartbreaking verses, the 7th chapter, right before what we read, "Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election hath obtained it, and the rest were blinded." We think of an entire race of people that spent their lives looking for satisfaction and peace, rest and fullness, and never found it, and to this day, still blinded. There was just a remnant that have come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. They had rather believed Moses than Jesus. And God says God gave them a spirit of slumber. And that is the theme of this message this morning, a spirit of slumber. And a corollary to that is, don't give up on God's church. Did God cast Israel away? No. In Romans, the 10th chapter, it says, "All day long I have stretched forth my hand unto a disobedient and stubborn people." And I say, "Lord, what does this have to do with us today?" This was Israel, Old Testament. And you know, we talk about the Old Testament being shadows and types of the new. Who did Paul write this to? The church at Rome. A Gentile church. A Gentile church. What was the point? God is concerned about the deep sleep that is falling upon the believers. God is concerned about the spiritual Israel, the present day Israel, the believers, and the sleep that is falling upon them. I hesitated to preach this message this morning. I say, "Lord, speak to us what we need to hear." Because in these last days, God is readying his church. God is beginning to work in a marvelous way. And his message is for the church to wake up. The church to open their eyes. Oh, Lord, help us this morning. We read of the parable that Jesus spoke of the 10 virgins, 5 wise and 5 foolish. And at midnight, the bridegroom came. And he came back for the bride, and the brides, that they were not ready. Half were not ready. Running out of oil, desperately trying to get oil for their lamps. No confidence, no joy. Desperate. And the five wise were rejoicing. Their lamps were full. They were prepared. They went singing into the marriage supper, rejoicing, thanking God. Oh Lord, help us. Help us in this day, oh God. What did Jesus bring that to us? What, to wake up the church, pay attention. There's a tendency to just let things get on automatic. To just go along with the flow. To live life as it comes. And I read in the epistles where Paul is speaking, he said, I'm pressing for the kingdom. Peter, John, they endured, they were pressing, they pursued the kingdom. As God pursued them, they pursued the kingdom. They didn't go on automatic. They trusted God, they believed God. Oh Lord, let your church be that church that is pressing for the kingdom. Oh, praise the Lord. We have a situation. We have some in the church that are asleep. It pains me to say that. I don't say that critically. Oh, Holy Spirit, you speak this morning. Holy Spirit, you speak. Nothing moves them. The Word of God doesn't touch. Feel no need to make a change in the way they live. No need to make a change in the way they worship. The Word of God doesn't penetrate. I fear when you get to a position like that where the Word of God doesn't affect you. Well, the brother, he's kind of a hard nose. He's kind of a, you know, just a put people down kind of a pastor. No, that's not it. The Holy Spirit is concerned about your spiritual well-being. The Holy Spirit is concerned, are you going to be ready when He comes? The Holy Spirit is concerned, are you doing what God has called you to do? The brother had a beautiful message about the talents. What have you done with what God has given you? Did you multiply it? Or like the one who hid it in the ground? God is calling you to step up. God is calling you to move for Him. Well, it's not a convenient time right now. Things are kind of a disarray in my life. And you know, when I get past this, I'll be better. When things kind of calm down, I can focus on the Lord. No, you don't have time to do that. You got to move now. Move by faith. Yeah. Well, Lord, what about this problem? What about my marriage? And what about my family? Move by faith. God, what do you want from me? Am I living my life, Lord, as you would indicate or dictate to me? Am I following the will, praise God, or am I just going along with the flow? Are you convicted by the word? Or does the message anger you? That's getting pretty personal. You're getting right in my business. You take it out on the Lord. If He's getting in your business, there's a reason for it. He's telling you something. Saying, wake up. How much time do you think you have left? I'm not hanging crepe here. I'm not talking about somebody passing. How much time before the Lord comes? How much time? How many opportunities are you going to let go by? Oh, God, help us. Help us this morning. God is concerned about his church. He's concerned that we're getting to a point of putting it on automatic. Concern like the church in Laodicea that became lukewarm. I love what it said. I wish you were cold or hot. I wish you were cold or hot. If you're cold, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God is going to get around you. The fire of God is going to do something. And if you're hot, that's where God wants you to be. On fire for him. Praise God. But in the middle, that middle, I'm okay, things are all right, I'm going along, everything's good, I'm not going to change the way I'm good, I'm okay, I love the Lord, I go to church. That's where God doesn't want you to be. I'm lukewarm. Oh, we wouldn't say that to ourselves. We know this heart. The word says desperately wicked, deceitful above all, desperately wicked. The heart says, you know, I'm good. Everything's all right. I know what the Lord did for me. I know how God has blessed me. I'm coming to church. Thank God. But in your heart of hearts, in your knower, do you feel that peace? Do you feel you're where God would like you to be? I know we have imperfections. I know we have faults and failures. God understands that. And we understand it too. And we say, Lord, in spite of these things, my desire is to be on fire for you. My desire is to fulfill what you call me to do. Well, I'm not a pastor. I'm not a deacon. I'm not this. I'm not a Sunday school. You're something. We've all been given talents. We've all been given gifts to use for the kingdom. Maybe it's to be a prayer warrior. Maybe it's to witness to one person. I think of our founding pastor. The Lord called him to a mission in Italy. He went on the boat, and it took, months in those days to travel. Got all the way there, and it didn't have the right papers and had to come back home. Couldn't even go. God made a mistake. God, did you mislead the pastor? Did you send him on a wild goose chase? No. There was one person he had to reach. One person. God caused him to make that trip to reach one person. That's how much he cares for us. That's how much he loves us. Praise God. And I just want to encourage you this morning. Lord, like the Lord is saying, don't give up on the church. On all of us, don't give up on the church. And we go to Ezekiel. In the book of Ezekiel, in the 37th chapter, we know this passage very well. God took him into a valley of dry bones and gave him a revelation about what the Holy Spirit is going to do before Christ returns. It's a twofold revelation. It was not only for the house of Israel in those days, but it was for the future Israel that was to come. He said, lo, first verse, and the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, they were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Like to say, do you see how dead and dry my people are? Do you see death as far as the eye can see? Do you see any evidence of life? They were very dry. Is there a sign of the Holy Ghost breath anywhere? Do you believe I can change that? Do you believe I'm able to move and resurrect those dry bones? Oh, yes, Lord, you are. You know. Praise God. You're able. Oh, hallelujah. Don't give up on my church. Praise God. And he goes on to say, and he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you and will bring you upon flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you and ye shall live and ye shall know that I am the Lord. And Ezekiel said, so I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above. But there was no breath in them. Then he said unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came unto them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord this morning. A great army. Resurrection. Spiritual resurrection. Spiritual Lazarus is raised up. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, Lord, help us this morning. Many sleeping, dry. The Lord brought them up, a great exceeding army. What does God need an army today? What does he need an army for? He needs an army to proclaim the good news of the gospel. To preach the word, to witness, to testify what Jesus has done. To bring the good news, praise God, that others may come to the knowledge. That others may hear the testimony and say, yes, that's what I want. That's what I need. It speaks to my heart. Something missing in my life. Something not right, but I see it now. Oh, God, help us. Help us, Lord, raise up that army this morning. Raise up those that will tell the good news. Oh, help them to be on fire for you. Praise God. The church is going to raise up. The church in the latter day is going to be church on fire. There's no way they're going to be able to sustain with an old anointing. With a weak anointing. There's no way they're going to be able to fight what's going on in this world today without the power of the Holy Ghost. There's no way they're going to be able to sustain. There's no way they're going to be able to win, praise God. But, oh, Lord, let your church be on fire. Raise up that church, praise God. Son of man, can these bones live? Oh, hallelujah. Son of man. Can these bones come back to life? Oh, yes, they can, Lord. Is anything too hard for the Lord this morning? That lost son, that lost daughter, that errant loved one that you have, is God able? Is he able this morning to bring them back? Is he able to resurrect him out of the dry bones, the valley? Praise God. Yes, he is. Because he's God this morning. And he has proclaimed it. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, would you cause a stirring in our bones, oh, God? Would you cause a resurrection to take place, oh, God? a resurrection from where we were and how we behaved and how we acted. Lord, put newness of life, oh God, to draw closer to you. Oh, church, God is telling us, church, let's get ready. Church, let's do what we call to do. That he may have his way in us. The Holy Spirit power may reach. Praise God that in our lives we have abilities and opportunities to reach those who are lost and undone. Just as God reached to us or to our grandmothers and grandfathers or our fathers and mothers, however we came to the Lord, it was his way. God puts you in a unique position. You know the truth. You know the reality. Many filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise the Lord. Help us. Help us this morning that we exercise in the faith, that we allow the Spirit of God to work in us. Put aside the frailties, put aside all the thoughts and the discouragements and all the roadblocks and the chains that hold us back and say, Lord, free me that I may be, oh Lord, used by the power of God. If anything the world needs today, they need to know this Savior. They need to know the reality. Oh, praise God, oh Lord. Stir up the gift of the Holy Ghost with us. We have seen revivals in years gone by. I want to ask you a question. Do you remember? Do you remember those revivals? Do you remember we that are older, my age, and you younger folks don't know, but in the old church, we saw revivals. We saw revivals back here in the fellowship hall. Was it just a memory of what took place? Was it just a memory? Oh, I remember. Yeah. We had a tank in the old baptismal tank at the old church. It was covered with wood. And we would pray around the tank and around the rest of the basement downstairs. And people were on the tank, on the wooden cover that were and praying. And I remember the Holy Spirit falling, the Holy Spirit having his way. Is it just a memory? I remember. It's like I went to Colorado, and I remember when I took the trip to Colorado, or I remember the trip I took to Hawaii. It was so beautiful. No, it's more than just the remembrance. It's what did I feel at those times? What did I experience at those times? I felt the presence and the power of God. It was so real. It wasn't just something I got caught up in emotionalism. No, there was something real. I felt that I could talk. I felt the Lord was right there by my side. It stirred me. We couldn't wait to get to church. Who's going to get baptized tonight? Who's going to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit? We couldn't wait. The Lord used a few in the gifts. I had a brother that gave an interpretation a few weeks ago. And I think the reaction was, did we just hear an interpretation? Was that an interpretation? That's not how a Holy Ghost church ought to work. Amen. That shouldn't be something, oh, wow. That's something we should expect the Holy Ghost to move. Hallelujah, the Holy Ghost to work. Oh, God. Oh, Brother Ron, you're getting on thin ice now. You're getting real personal. No, the Holy Spirit's getting personal. If you don't want to hear the truth, if you don't want to be touched by the power, if you don't want to feel conviction, then don't go to a Holy Ghost church. Don't go where the full gospel is. Don't go where they preach under the anointing. Don't do that. Because the Spirit of God is going to point you out. The Spirit of God knows exactly where you live. The Spirit of God is going to speak to you. The preacher don't know anything. He's unaware. But the Holy Spirit does. Praise God. We've had people tell us years gone by, you know, did you talk to the pastor? Does he know my situation? It all came out in the message. Did you talk to him? No, I didn't talk to him. The pastor doesn't know. The assistant pastor, the associate pastor, no, we don't know. Say, Lord, let the Holy Spirit have his way. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. A spirit of slumber. Brother and sister, the call is for us to examine ourselves. Do we need to change? And I start with me, Lord, do I need to change? I'm gonna start with number one right here. Do I need to change? I ask myself every day, Lord, help me. I see the flaws and the failures I have in my own humanity, and I say, oh God, would you help me to overcome these? Would you give me strength? Would you give me grace? I want to be what you want me to be. Praise God. No more, no less. I can only be what you call me to be. And I pray, I need your strength. I need your grace. Am I doing all I can for the kingdom? Am I reaching out to the lost? Am I having compassion? Am I having a love in my heart to say, oh God, please help. Please forgive. Please draw closer. Spirit of slumber. We see it all around us. You know, you read in Revelation the message to the churches. Church of Ephesus, you left your first love. Church of Laodicea, you're lukewarm. It wasn't all criticism. He pointed out the good things too that they did. But I love a God like that. I love a God that is right there. When you fail, when you displease God, you know it. You know it. There's a witness within, the Holy Spirit within you says, you know, there's conviction right away. And sometimes we don't get into the Word. And sometimes we miss the services because we don't want to feel that conviction. We don't want to be put on the spot. And it's just us and God. It's not, God's not broadcasting it around. He's talking to you personally and me personally. He knows right where you live. And he speaks to our heart. And I say, Lord, give us hearts to receive what you have for us. Every one of us need to change. The Word of God says we go from glory to glory. We're transformed from glory to glory. What does that mean? We're changed. Every day we're changed. We need to change every day. Are you close enough? Are you as close as you can get to the Lord? Have you reached the point where you can't get any closer to the Lord? I don't know anybody like that. We all can get closer to the Lord. Who knows how God will use you for the kingdom? Well, we put ourselves, I'm not this, and I'm not, I don't know the scriptures, and I'm just me. And I think that little Israeli maid that was caught, taken captive, and Naaman, the king, the captain of the Syrian army, had leprosy. And this little girl gave a witness. And she told his wife, who she served, there's a prophet in Israel. Tell your husband, there's a prophet in Israel. He can be healed. God gave her faith to step up and speak. And lo and behold, we know the story. He dipped in the Jordan River and his flesh came back like new. God has something for you to do. Every one of you. Not just the pastor, the assistant, the associate, the deacons, the Sunday school teacher. It's not that. It's the whole body of Christ that God wants to use. You have a unique situation. You will come in contact with people I probably never will be able to contact. There's people that will talk to you that won't talk to me. Oh, he's the pastor. I can't talk to him. I don't want to embarrass myself to the pastor. I think there's that stigma, you know? But oh God, use us for the kingdom. That's what the word of God is saying to us this morning. Israel, a type, shadow, the Old Testament types and shadows of the new. And Paul's writing this to this Gentile church saying, he says, look what happened. Gave them a spirit of slumber. They gave the word to the seers, and the seers said, we can't read it. The book, it's like it's closed. They can't understand. They can't see the truth. Can't comprehend it. But oh, praise God. He's telling his church, be careful. Paul wrote to Timothy, stir up the gift that is within you. Stir up that gift. Church, stir up the gift. How long have you been baptized? Long time, maybe? Do you feel the presence of God stronger than when you first got baptized? Do you feel the assurance and the peace of God more than before? That's our aspiration. Lord, I want to draw closer to you. The only satisfaction is in serving Christ. I know there are things in this world we accomplish and we feel very good about, and that's all fine. But those are fleeting, and those don't bring peace to the soul. Those things you don't think about when you consider eternity and you consider the where your soul is in the broad spectrum of eternity. Where are you thinking about what you accomplished, or are you thinking about the good thing you did? You thinking about you hit that home run, or you gave that presentation, or whatever it was? You're not thinking about that. You're thinking about the relationship you have with Christ. Oh Lord, help us, stir us up this morning. Lord, as you prophesied in Ezekiel, you raise us up out of the valley of dry bones. Stir up the gift of the Holy Ghost. I want to see the Lord work. I want to see people being used in the gifts of the Spirit. I want to see the fruit of the Spirit in all our lives. Amen? That God would manifest himself, that we would be a church on fire. Not to know, well, look, well, there's a church that's going somewhere. No, it's Jesus Christ we want them to see. Don't remember my name or our brother's name. That's okay. That's not important. It's Jesus we want them to see. It's the work of the Holy Spirit. It's God moving. It's God doing. It's God bringing satisfaction. It's God bringing peace and joy. God stirring the soul. Lord, change us. Change us. I pray we don't walk away from this service not feeling a necessity to change. I'm going to close with one scripture. To those who are on fire, seeking God's face, those that are praying, I go to the book of Jude, the epistle of Jude. You don't have to turn, just quickly, just the last few scriptures. This is what God is calling us to do. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others say with fear, pulling them out of the fire. hating the even the garments spotted by the flesh. Can I read that to you in the Passion Translation? He says, but you, my delightfully loved friends, constantly and progressively build yourselves up on the foundation of your most holy faith by praying every moment in the Spirit. Fasten your hearts to the love of God and receive the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gives us eternal life. Keep being compassionate to those who still have doubts, and snatch others out of the fire to save them. Be merciful over and over to them, but always couple your mercy with the fear of God. Be extremely careful to keep yourselves free from the pollutions of the flesh. Oh Lord, help us. Help us. Let's press for the kingdom. Let's do what God called us to do. We have such little time in the space of eternity. Oh God, let us pull out all the stops and reach out to everyone. Our families, first of all. We have work to do in our families, do we not? We pray for them. Well, Brother Ron, I can't talk to them anymore. They don't even want to hear my voice. If I bring up the subject, they turn a deaf ear. That's all right. They can't stop you from praying. Amen. They can't stop you from going before the throne of grace. Remember the testimony of our late brother Sam and Jim Chetta, the brothers that loved racing, they race cars. And they said they'd miss on the weekends because they were racing. And you remember the testimonies they talked about? They lost because mom's praying again. Mom's praying. We didn't have a good day at the racetrack. Mom's praying. Praise God. Oh, I want our kids to know, oh, mom and dad are praying. Grandma and grandpa are praying. We're trusting God. The Holy Spirit is going to make a difference. The Holy Spirit is going to draw you back. You can't escape. You can't escape. Holy Ghost, he's going after you. Don't you love that this morning? Oh, thank you, Lord. We can't reach to him physically, but the Spirit of God knows how to reach him. Amen. We say, Holy Spirit, have your way. Oh, praise God, go after him and bring him back. May the Lord encourage you this morning. May his name be praised. Do we have a song?